Hello everyone, welcome to Life Transitions. My guest for today is Ms. Keisha Davis, who's a bereavement coordinator for Louisiana Hospice and Palliative Care. Hi Keisha, glad to have you here.
Thank you, glad to be here.
Bereavement coordinator, what exactly is that?
As a bereavement coordinator, my role is to assist families that are experiencing anticipatory grief while their loved one is in our hospice care, as well as to provide grief support for the year after they have lost their loved one.
Grief sounds like a common English word, but for a professional, what does it mean?
Grief is the experience of mental, emotional, and physical stress after you have lost your loved one, someone that you care about or someone that you know or somehow impacted by.
Keisha, what would be the difference between words like grief, depression, sorrow? Are they the same words or do they mean different things?
Grief is the emotions that you experience after a loss. And sorrow would be one of those emotions, one of those feelings that you have. Depression is the long-term emotion that can become clinical. Depression is, there can be this simple depression, which will is a certain period of time that you are sad, or there can be the clinical depression where it is a long-term need for medication and support and counseling. But those, they all are kind of one in the same, but different processes.
And would you say there are different intensities of a similar emotion?
Yes, different intensities.
So as a bereavement coordinator, how do you help people?
Education. Mm-hmm. I think we do not know how to grieve or know what to do in grief until we experience it. And oftentimes we harm ourselves through it. We have an expectation of ourselves that we've seen in the movies or we've seen of people around us that they grieve and they're over their grief 3 days after bereavement leave has ended from work. So my role is to educate. Grief does not end very soon after you have lost your loved one. Grief is a process. It's longer. You don't get over it. You don't get over the loss of your loved one. You learn to accept it.
So it's not like a switch that you shut on and shut off.
Right, right.
And very often that's what happens when we are working at a job. We are given that leave, as you pointed out, and then we have to come back to work and become functional again. Is that possible?
It's possible to be functional, but that doesn't mean that we won't be struggling through being functional, and it doesn't mean that we will be in perfect normal role as we are normally prior to the loss. It takes time for us to kind of find that rebalance of our life and how we are on our job. And there may be symptoms of grief that cause us not to be able to focus as strongly as we did prior.
So there is a distinct difference between functional grief and dysfunctional grief.
Correct. Functional grief is being able to continue to take care of ourselves, continuing to take care of others, and fulfill those roles that we have throughout the day. Dysfunctional grief is when we are not able to take care of ourselves, or we are indecisive to the point that we are making decisions that will affect us long term, such as drugs, alcohol, and promiscuity, something that will have negative effects on us. And that's dysfunctional. It leads to more problems versus learning to be healthy about our grief.
So you said in your job, you do a whole lot of education. Do you work with people one-on-one? Do you work with them in small groups, large groups?
Yes, one-on-one and in small groups. my role is to meet each of the families and then to educate them, talk one-on-one. I'm a one-on-one type person, so I appreciate being able to hear what are you experiencing and then allowing that individual to know this is the normal part of grief, but what you can do in order to help grief is thus and so. Also, we do a support group, a community support group. Right now, I'm at the Senior Center in West Monroe, and we have various community members that come, and I facilitate this group in order to allow them to support one another in their commonalities. So if you have another widow that identifies with another widow or a parent that lost a child that identifies with another person who's there's relationships that are built and they understand grief and they are able to help each other through it.
So through these support groups, people are actually able to find friends.
Yeah. Sometimes when you've lost someone, especially if you're a part of a couple and you lost your spouse, couple friends have difficulty continuing their friendship with you because there's obviously one person missing. They experience a grief and are unaware on how to continue forward as a couple and a single. So couples often feel isolated or lonely and wonder why that couple friends are no longer contacting them. And there's just a grief process that everybody experiences differently.
Keisha, you're talking about a person experiencing grief. What about people around them? Do we know how to console a person, say, if my friend is going through grief? Sometimes I may not know what to say to him or her, how to behave around them.
Yes, it is hard to know what to say. And being present in people's lives is something you almost have to practice, which is letting them know that you're here, you love them, if there's anything that you can do, or even suggesting something that I'm going to call you once a week, what day is better for you? Offering support. Isolation is usually something that many people in grief will do. And so a friend that says, I'm going to actively say, I'm going to do this. I'm going to bring you food or lunch on one particular day. And then giving the person that's experiencing grief the opportunity to say, what day? Giving some of that control back because grief kind of throws you off balance. It takes a lot of control. You don't want your loved one to be lost. And also, when you say, what can I do to help you, or call me if you need anything, be ready for that person to call you. If they do, they really trust you. Because most times, we will not call someone. We know that it's a nicety.
Right.
It's something we say as, you know, just to say. But we don't always expect someone to call on us.
Keisha, that was a lot of meaningful information that you provided us today. My guest for today was Keisha Davis, who is a bereavement coordinator with Louisiana Hospice and Palliative Care. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.